Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers. Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Andrea, get your ducks in a row, Blaze.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me, as usual, is my fellow theater queen, although much more of a theater queen than I am, I think. Ronnie Karam, what's going on?
Well, hello, Bean.
How's it going? I mentioned that you're a theater queen because today we are going to be discussing Your Husband is Cheating on Us, which is based on, which follows basically a group of people as they try to put on a show, Bravo style.
Yes. Yeah, I was like, thanks, Ben.
I know. I was like, wait a second. People may be like, whoa.
I'm like, click.
Ronnie is not only a master of the theater, he also has another podcast called Rose Prick's Bachelor Roast. So if you're a Bachelor, Bachelorette fan, you should go listen to that. Oh, Ronnie, how are you
Ben.
Today? How's it going?
Everything is so good. We have been having a really fun week so far. We're going to be having a great week because we are traveling to Phoenix Thursday to do Real Housewives of New York live. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be in San Francisco on Saturday to do Southern Charm Gay Pride style in San Fran. So to get your tickets, go over to watchwhatcrappens.com. And our limited shirt for the month is What's the Matter? What's Happening? What's Going On? Bethany's assistant shirt. Go get that and ticket links over at watchwhatcrappens.com, everybody.
Yeah. Go there. Get those tickets. We want to see a bunch of people there. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be so hot in Arizona, and then it's going to be probably unseasonably cool in San Francisco. So we're in for a big treat. So I'm so excited. But first and foremost, as you mentioned yesterday, before we started our Real Housewives of Potomac episode, we decided to watch Your Husband is Cheating on Us this week because we just really didn't want to watch Million Dollar Listing New York again because it's just too, it's too fake.
Shitty. Yeah.
Shitty. It really is. Steve Gold is hot, but it's just, we can't. Okay. So we decided to watch it, and man, I'm so glad because it is so funny. It is so good. It is so good.
I was in pain from laughing after this. I was laughing so hard, and I really did not expect it because I watched the first one when it came out a few months ago, because they did three episodes and then went on hiatus for whatever reason. And I watched the first one and I was like, eh, no.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much how I am with everything ever. But man, I fucking laughed my ass off yesterday. I will be watching the rest.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I wonder if, you know, when they went on hiatus, maybe they retooled it or something, which I think is actually great. I think it shows that they had faith in the show because the Bravo gave it a much bigger marketing push this second time around, because I think they did like about four episodes before it was pulled. And so, four episodes, I think that it was like one or two on Sunday, then they moved it to Friday.
Three.
So,
I think, yeah.
Either way, it shows that Bravo has faith in the show. And I think the fact that they were willing to retool it meant that they're like, no, this is a good show. It needs tweaks. We need to give it a second chance. And I'm glad that they did, because I think actually the premise of it is actually really good. Like, and it makes sense for Bravo because, you know, if the show is a hit, then it's actually just a great promotion for the actual stage show. And then they can bring the stage show all around. And it could be like a Bravo, Bravo can now get their foothold into live performances.
Yeah. So for those of you who haven't seen it before, it's kind of a Tyler Perry type show. It's this guy named
Urban
JD.
Theater.
It's called the Chitlin Circuit that they go on.
Right, well now it's called, Chitlin Circuit, but like, quote, like officially it's called Urban Theater. Well, actually, that's unofficial, but like that's like the like I went and read a whole article about all this stuff in the Washington Post, and so like it's referred to as Urban Theater.
Oh, well, on this show they refer to it as the Chitlin' Circuit.
Right. That's well, where Chitlin' Circuit's what it's well that's the original that's what it originally was called that, yeah.
Yeah. So the guy is JD who's running this. And I know that I'm gonna like him because I love his lipstick. He's got a very thick purple lipstick that I'm into. Mm-hmm. And we have the same clothes because when you're a bigger guy, you can really only shop at Old Navy. Okay. Yeah. And so I own everything in his wardrobe except the button up vest. I don't have that.
He does like a vest. He really does.
He loves a lipstick, a hat, and some Old Navy clothes. So I'm into him already.
Yeah. I guess we should give everyone like a little bit of a lay of the land because JD, he is like you said, the Tyler Perry type. He's the writer, director, and also actor, and he plays all sorts of different roles in this play. The play is called Your Husband is Cheating on Us. And then you have Jennywine of Pony fame, who I don't know what happened. He's in the play, and then I guess he dropped out, and now he's back. I don't know.
He's back for like a 5-line part.
Was he the lead before? I don't know. Was he?
Yeah, he was the part that Jermaine is playing now, and right. Jermaine was the understudy, and right. So Jennywine left, and so now Jermaine is the lead.
Exactly, and then you have Diatra, and is it Leah? I think.
Leah.
And so basically Leah, Diatra's ex is now with Leah. And so basically, and there's a child. So basically Diatra's daughter is the stepdaughter of Leah.
Yes.
And they have like a rocky relationship and they both are like veterans of the circuit.
Yes. Yeah. So they shared a man. So that's their drama. And then you've got Tondi.
Yeah, who I thought was Tanya for most of the episode, but Tondi.
Or Tonda.
No, it's Tondi. Tondi. It was whatever.
Tondi. And she's in love with Jennywine. I guess they used to be together.
Uh-huh.
And so Jennywine really is all up in the show.
Yeah.
Because he loves her, and then who loves him? Who's he flirting with? Leah?
He's flirting with Tondi. Have a thing going on. And then you've got Kristen, who is this random Australian girl who's in the mix, which I love. They're like, oh, you know what? We want Ben and Ronnie to cover this. Let's put an Australian on the show.
Yes, and that's the main ones, right?
Yeah, and JD has two daughters who everyone apparently hates.
Yes, and they're just these really serious girls. They're like, you guys, we really need you to be serious about the theater.
Yeah.
Because lines and book is really super important. They're like, shut up! Like, they hate them.
Yeah. And the issue is basically that, so Jermaine, now that he is like the leading man, he's not off book yet. And he's really bad at learning his lines. And also he's like flaming gay, but he has to play like, you know, like a really straight dude. And he has to kiss Diatra. And Diatra is like significantly older than he is. And also the opposite sex. So going into this episode, these are the issues that everyone is dealing with.
Yes. Yeah, so Jermaine, it starts with Jermaine on the phone with his dad. Mm-hmm. And his dad's just basically wanting money. He's like, send me money. And he's like, oh, he's always got his hands in my pockets. And he's complaining about Diatra and how she's...
Yeah.
Because Diatra's the big diva of the show. And she's an older lady who's done a million shows before. And so she's throwing fits left and right and pissing everybody off.
Well, they're all mad at her because at the end of the last episode, they were supposed to be doing a rehearsal and everyone walked out of rehearsal except for her because they got mad at JD's kids. And so she went and yelled at everyone and was like, we are actors. We need to rehearse. And they all were like, shut the fuck up, Diatra. And they just hate her.
Yes. So his dad is like, well, you just need to be nice to her. And he's like, there is no being nice to the devil. No matter what you say to the devil, you're still going to hell and you're still going to burn. And I just love this because his dad's like, repent, repent, make it into a song. Repent. Repent.
Yeah. His only advice is just to say you need to repent. Tell her you need to repent. You need to repent. Great advice, Dad. And then Jermaine's like, He's like, my mom is my best friend, and she's never going to do nothing to hurt me, and she ain't never going to sleep with my man. How are you doing?
So Jermaine is hilarious in his talking heads.
Yes.
And he's in like a full face of makeup and a man bun.
Yes.
And then in the regular show, he doesn't look like that at all, and he barely speaks. He doesn't really talk to anybody. He just watches everything.
Exactly. It's so weird because when he's like, yeah, like the main show, he's just like, wah, wah, wah. He's just like sleepy and like not happy to be there. And then he comes alive in the interviews.
He is hysterical in the interviews. And probably everybody's like, what is he even doing here? How has he not been fired? He doesn't learn his lines. He's got the worst attitude. He doesn't even talk. And then, you know, they don't see this part, which is why they're never going to fire this guy. He's so funny.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Well, he said
they've got all these.
He's saying that he says that, like, you know, so his mom is his best friend, but he has a bad relationship with his dad. And basically, his dad only started, like, talking to him again or coming around again when he saw that there was money to be made from his talents. And he's like, that's okay. I hold my head up high because he misses out on loving me or whatever. It's kind of hard to, it was funny. So I'm like, oh, remember that joke when he said that? But it was funny.
Yeah, he stays funny and then he frustrates the hell out of you.
Yeah.
And he's like, my dad is like Joe Jackson. I'm like, that would kind of make you Michael,
yeah.
Which I don't think you've reached yet. I think you have to learn your lines before Jermaine. You can be considered a Michael.
He could just be the other Jermaine.
He's Tito.
Awesome.
So over at the theater rehearsal space, Deatra is sitting alone in the back because no one's talking to her. And so she's like, hey, everyone, anybody know when JD said he's coming? And everyone's just ignoring her.
Yes.
And then Jermaine goes, well, if nobody else is going to say anything, I'm not saying nothing either. Okay? Let the church say amen.
So then JD walks in and he has his daughters. He wants them to rally the troops or whatever. And
then look at those girls rallying the troops. They're like, Yeah. It's just like nodding. Two robins. Yeah, two robins don't make a right. Okay.
So now, like, the issue is Jermaine. He's just not off book, and everyone else is off book, and like they're all getting mad at Jermaine.
So we keep seeing this scene over and over, where Jermaine is walking down the street with his girlfriend. And he's like, come on, girl. Like, I forget the line, but I wrote it down later because I realized.
Like, we got to get out of here, girl.
So they're walking hand in hand. And JD is like, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. Okay, Jermaine. Now, when guys walk down the street with girls, like, they have to kind of lead. And right now, she's leading. And Jermaine just looks at him like, like, he's so mad at everything that. And he's like, so do it again. And then he's just dragged onto the stage again.
Yeah. And pretty much, and JD is like, listen, he's telling us, you know what? Leah's off book. Tommy's off book. He's saying, you know, because Jermaine's just not getting it. Everyone's off book. And he goes, we have Kristen, who's the Australian. You know, we have Kristen, who is new to the urban theater game, but she's getting it. And they cut to Kristen on stage. And she goes, the name's Paulette. I'm Marvin's leading lady. I didn't know what she was talking about. I mean, she's reciting her line. I was like, I don't know the context of this line, but I am very excited by it.
So then it gets to the point in the scene where JD's like, okay, don't forget that there's a kiss here. And Jermaine goes, I have to kiss her.
Because it's Deatra. Like... who is like a very sturdy woman, okay? And Jermaine is like, does not want to do this.
He goes, now, I know I'm supposed to be playing a husband, and I know that I'm cheating, but this kiss right now, baby!
Like, Yonavoy. What did he say, Yonavoy? He's like, that's Spanish.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
He's like, Yonavoy! That's Spanish, honey. I ain't going.
So then Genuine shows up. And he's like, I'm back. I'm like, I didn't really even realize you left. But, I remember being a young, closeted gay man in the 90s when that video for Pony came out and Genuine was, like, dancing and shirtless. It was like, whoa. And every time he performed it, he would take a shirt off. And it was, like, the best. I was like, oh, my God, Genuine is so hot.
Did you throw your panties at the screen when you saw him?
I would have.
No, would've. Now.
Oh, now? Well, so yeah. Here's the thing. Genuine has faced some challenges. Now, I know it's 20 years later, but he's aged in a very odd way, and I'm not sure I can co-sign his current hair situation. I'm sorry. It's just not a look that I can, like, that super, like, flattened, when the hair is, like, flat and greased down and forward. Genuine, you got to do better. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, look, I'm coming from a different place just because it's Father's Day week, and so I would just like to say, Happy Father's Day, Father Time.
You're doing great work.
So he, I guess, is dating Tondra.
They have some sort of flirtations, yeah. Or maybe they had a past. I don't totally know their story.
And she goes, my heart is fluttering and my uterus is jumping. I wrote down screaming Marge Simpson for her. Like,
I think that your uterus is probably not jumping. Your uterus is probably like, get away, because later on he says he has 9 kids with 5 women. The uterus is like, uh-uh, no, no.
Yeah, it's jumping down the street, your uterus.
Yeah.
So the scene is still going on, and JD keeps trying to kiss her but can't. And then he's like, Jermaine. And so he, I wrote date because JD was saying something. So Jermaine falls on the ground laughing because he literally will not do this.
When he finally does the kiss, it's like this little peck, like the way like a mom kisses her son before he goes off to school. He's like, yeah, baby.
Oh my god. And then Tondra turns to Genuine. He's sitting behind her watching, and she goes,
he has to kiss Tatra. That would have been you.
And then he just covers his face.
So then JD makes an announcement. He's like, ladies and gentlemen of the theater, I'm going to do something that I've never done before in all my time in the theater. I'm going to give up one of my characters. Because last week it was like a whole thing. Like, maybe we should ask JD if he wants to give up his character, one of his characters, so Genuine can come back. They're like, no! You cannot ask JD to give up his character.
He goes, people come to my shows because they want to see the many faces of JD.
They want to see the man of many faces. JD Lawrence.
Oh, he is so, Lawrence. He takes himself so seriously. To give this speech, he unbuttons his vest. He's like, okay, we get it. You're very serious.
Oh, my God. So Genuine will be performing the role of Alex. And so now he gets on stage to start doing it. Oh, man. Poor Genuine. Father Time has not gifted him with more acting skills.
My gosh.
He's like, I am a producer now. At least I would like to be. I was like, can someone please bring Sheree to this production? Remember when Sheree was acting?
Oh, my gosh.
This show needs it.
Even Kenya Moore.
Yeah.
Anyone. I mean, at least do a twirl. Do something. And he's like, London Charles, I am a huge fan of yours. Wow, the name London. Wow. And then they cut. It's like an hour later, and he's like, London Charles, I am a fan of yours. And then they cut to Leah, like, oh. And Genuine just keeps cracking up in the middle of the lines. And JD's like, guys, it's been hours. You should have this down pat. We're in the theater.
It's basically like Bullets Over Broadway. Genuine is Jennifer Tilly.
Charmed.
To be or not to be or not to be or not to be.
So then at the end of rehearsal, JD's like, and rehearsal over, unbutton my jacket. Now for next week, study. I'm like, well, I'm glad you unbuttoned your jacket again. I love that JD just keeps giving himself vest business.
Well, I think the number of buttons that get unbuttoned indicates the urgency of his message. He's like, this is a 3-button alert. You must be off book for the next rehearsal.
So then at home, the girls are in the kitchen talking, and Datra comes in, and everyone gets quiet, right? And she's like, guys, what's for dinner? No one will look at her, and Leah just crosses her eyes at the other girls, and she's like, I'm thinking of calling next door for some collard greens. I need something to go with this chicken. And they're just, like, ignoring her.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my God, if I'm already like this 3 weeks till the show, I messed up. Work it out.
Yeah.
Work it out. And she has this fan she keeps carrying around her and like clicking it open and fanning herself.
Yeah, she's like doing what Siggy Flicker always wanted. You remember Siggy Flicker had a fan thing that she was doing in her first season?
Yeah.
Deatra's actually doing it the way it needs to be done. So she's like pulling out her fan. And I like also Deatra, the way she sits in her interview. She's like, this is my good angle. So I'm going to sit fully rotated away from the camera. And then here's my shoulder and a little bit of my cheekbone. And a fan.
So she asks Leah to talk. And so Leah is like, oh God. She goes, Jesus, I wasn't prepared for this.
I need some help. Biggie, Tupac, Michael Jackson, Whitney, and not the Clive Davis Whitney. Whitney with the baby.
I need Whitney, the Bobby Whitney, okay? That's what I need. She does the squeal thing when she gets mad.
Oh, so funny. She's like, I need to be like, I need Michael to teach me how to moonwalk so I can moonwalk out of the situation.
So they have a sit down, and Deatra has to be nice because everybody really likes Leah. So she figures if she can get Leah to forgive her and be nice, then everybody else will follow suit, right?
Yeah. So basically they talk because, you know, they just had a nice heart to heart last week and they don't, and she doesn't want to mess up their relationship. You know, after years and years of hating each other, they're gonna make it work. And so they're like, yeah, we're gonna do that. So, you know, they hug it out, and Leah nearly pulls off Deatra's wig in the process, which is very Karen Huger.
They're just like, sorry, baby, don't pull my hair off. This is my come get me hair.
Now it's the next morning, and this was like the funniest shit I've seen in like several weeks, where we see Deatra and the Aussie girl, Kristen, and she goes, I heard you fussing with that raccoon last night, which is already a funny thing. Like, what? Fussing with a raccoon? And then we see the security footage. You know, they got cameras set up everywhere, and we see Deatra like walk out onto the balcony and sit down, and then we see another camera. We see a raccoon walking around the backyard, walking up the stairs, walking across the balcony to where Deatra is, like, behind some bushes, and we just hear, ah! I'm like, that was, like, I watched that, like, five times, that little raccoon walking up those stairs.
She goes, well, y'all ain't paying attention to me, but the raccoon does. Yes, I've been talking to the raccoon for weeks, okay?
I was like, you are going on a Crappens run right now. That's, like, that's for us to say.
She has become friends with the raccoon.
She's like, literally like, the raccoon's the only thing paying attention to me.
And it keeps coming back. It's so funny.
The fact that it startled, I just love the idea. It was like a cartoon, you know, like a cartoon, like a mouse walks in and you don't even see the person in the other room. You just hear the screaming and the pots and pans come flying. That's what that raccoon did. Oh my God. That raccoon. So,
now, back at the theater, in case anybody forgot that JD is a very serious thespian, he is wearing a t-shirt with the drama masks.
Oh my God.
A drama!
So it's rehearsal. Genuine and Leah are doing a scene, and Jermaine is asleep. And JD is, of course, not happy about this. Like, you have to be awake to take in my art, my message. So Jermaine doesn't like having to be awake because he's starting to do that spoiled actor thing where he's like, well, I'm not getting the same attention as Genuine. Like, why is Genuine getting all the attention? He only has five lines. Why? Is it because I haven't sold 50 million records? It's like, yes.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's exactly actually, it. Yeah.
Yeah. You actually just described it.
And he's telling us, he's not telling this to JD. He's just telling us in the confessional. He's like, I need you to sit me down, JD, and look me in the eye face to face and tell me who Marvin is. Who is Marvin? That's why I'm taking a nap. Wake me when it's my time to go.
Which is such a millennial thing, by the way, to be like, well, I'm not performing well because you haven't inspired me and I need you to inspire me. It's like, no, you haven't performed well because you're lazy. You're lazy.
Yeah, you do your damn job, okay? Yeah. And this is like a recurring thing through this episode. And so everyone's trying to make sense of it because, like, who goes to sleep at work? Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
So Leah goes,
well, it is a JD Lawrence play.
Yeah, true. I'm the man of many faces. How dare you?
He apparently actually is super successful. Super, super successful.
So Leah's like, Genuine is suave and hot, but Jermaine has to work harder because he's on the other team. I mean, not a judgment, but he's got to work harder to stay macho. He got to dig deep.
It's like, I feel insulted, and yet I agree. I'm like, I get it.
I just wrote down every single thing that Leah said. Yeah. I loved her.
And she also, by the way, has a serious priv face problem. Like, the yellow. Too much yellow.
Yeah. So Genuine and Leah have a kissing scene. And they play this horn music. It's like... like this crazy porn music, and it just keeps going and going.
Yeah, Deatra's like fanning herself literally in the seats. She's like, oh, wait till I tell the raccoon about this. Hello, this is Lisa Rinna. We have an ad coming up, so you better listen to it, baby. So now we go back to the house, and Genuine shows up, and he's in a suit, and he's gonna take Tondi, right? Out for a date. So, you know, that's exciting.
Yeah, so Leah's like, she's getting ready, and Genuine comes in, and he's like, she goes, oh, so you're going to try again, huh? Because she's talking to him while Tondi gets ready upstairs. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, you know, it's just that our schedule's really crazy, and I want to give her all of me. I don't want to half-ass it, which sounds really Genuine, okay?
Yeah.
And she's like, really? Yeah. So he goes, you know, relationships are crazy, but I'm willing to see where this situation takes me with Tondra.
Shooting for number 10. Yeah.
Then Tondi comes down the stairs and she's like, I smell him!
it was a really terrible version of She's All That. Kiss me. Da, 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 da. The raccoon's walking down the staircase with her.
That just making out with the raccoon. The horn's like,
Deatra and the raccoon are watching Jeopardy together, waiting for Rachel Lee Cook to come down the stairs. Getting all the questions wrong.
So let's see. So they go on a date to Korean barbecue.
And Genuine, I mean, it is funny that his name is Genuine because he is farther from it. Because she's like, you look so handsome. He goes, oh, thank you, baby. Thank you. You look so great. You too, baby. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
you just want to fuck her. All right, let's just get this over with. You can tell they
fight like crazy because of how they're talking on this date. That is how people who fight like crazy talk. Mm-hmm. Like, you look so beautiful. You look so hot. You're so handsome. You're so pretty. And it's like the cameras go out like, fuck you!
She's slamming his head into the grill. Now, this was one of my favorite things that Genuine did. They start talking about happiness and how important happiness is, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, man, you know what? My ex just got remarried. Do you know how much of a weight off my shoulders that is? Because I want her to be happy, of course. I want her to be happy. I'm like, alimony. But I loved his pivot when he realized how shallow he sounded.
Yeah. Well, hers too, because she goes, you know, my ex-husband and I, maybe it wasn't so great, but he does take care of my daughter while I'm out on the circuit. So that's good. It's like these two are really finding the positives in their past. I
know. And he's like, you know, I've had 9 kids with 5 different women, but I'm like ready to grow up, and now I'm wearing a suit and I'm at Korean barbecue. And she's like, I'm seeing a whole new man. I'm like, okay, this is going in the wrong direction. No.
Yeah.
How does he change all of a sudden? He has 9 kids with 5 different women and now he's grown up? No.
As a waiter, I love when people are like, what's up, homie? When you come to the table. So back at home, Jermaine and...
Well, you can say it. You can say it. Yeah, go.
They're working on...
you don't skip something. Okay, go. Sorry.
Oh, because I think we go back to the date, right?
Yeah, no, well, we're back at the house now, yeah.
Yeah, so Jermaine is doing his lines with Kristen. And she's like, hello, I'm London Bridges or whatever. And then we see something pop on the oven or on the stove.
I want to make sure you didn't skip that.
And Jermaine yells down there. He goes, did you burn something? And Deatra goes, no. Well, yes, I was heating my hair stuff. And Kristen's like, she says, no, I didn't burn anything. Yes, it was my hair stuff.
No, it wasn't the hair stuff. She was heating up oil because she's going to fry something. And the pan... was hot oil, and the hot oil was glugged. It went bloop, and what made me laugh is you see this pan go bloop, and then Deatra just runs. Yeah, I mean Deatra runs in, and she's like, nah! She just comes screaming in, and I just, like, lost it. Seeing this big old lady just, like, scrambling in the kitchen, turning off the oven. A, because I've been that person. And B, just, like, this, like, death scream. And then they're like, did you burn anything? She's like, no. Well, I think I had the heat up on the oil a little bit too much. And the usher was like, so that meant you bent the oil. I'm like, ooh, you got her.
She hates her, and it's hilarious. This girl, her. Kristen, it yes. is so funny. So then we go back to the date. All I wrote down is board date.
Yeah. Tondi's baby daddy got married when she was 8 months pregnant, and now her kid's going off to college. And basically, Genuine's like, when can we fuck? When can we fuck? When can we fuck?
So then they have, like, the montage to turn from day into night, and they show all these Broadway theaters, and I'm like, okay, so then the next...
By the way, the reason why Genuine clearly quit the show is because he doesn't have to pay alimony anymore. He's like, yes, don't need this paycheck anymore.
So the next day, the English girl is in Aussie a girl. Ruffle pirate... Or the Aussie yes. girl is in a ruffle pirate shirt from Summer House.
Basically. That's what I said. I said Aussie comes down the stairs in some crazy blue and white striped worker's twin top.
She's like, cow.
Cow. I got this from the worker's collection. It's blue and white, so it's like anything goes, if you know what I'm saying.
So she's like, Leah, did you clean out this refrigerator? And she's like,
No.
So you didn't clean the fridge?
No, you didn't clean the fridge.
I cannot wait for this clean the fridge theme.
Yeah, she goes, that was $30 worth of food untouched. Where the fuck is my food? And you know, when that girl wants food, she wants her food. Okay. She's thick.
She goes, well, someone cleaned it, and I can't see Jermaine cleaning it. Jermaine's so, like, always sleeping.
Sure as hell wasn't Tondi. I bet Genuine doesn't even know what a refrigerator is. And Leah's like, well, I wonder who that leaves. It leaves Dietra. Are you going to confront her? I'm like, well, so much for your peace.
She goes, is Dietra here? And Leah goes, do you hear her? She goes, no. She goes, then she's probably not here.
I'll see her friend, the raccoon. So they're sitting outside, and then Dietra does come in, and Dietra walks into the kitchen, starts looking through the fridge, and then the Aussie just screams at her from, like, outside, but the door's closed, and she goes, it's empty, bitch, you threw everything out. $30 worth. I had some room in there.
She goes, can I talk to you for 2 seconds? And Tia's like, oh, help us, Lord. Which Leah is going to do every time Dietra enters a scene for a confrontation. Leah just starts praying.
And then we see a flashback before the... Well, I'm sorry. So then Dietra sits down at the table. And Kristen's like, all right, did you throw out my food? Did you clean the refrigerator? And then we see a flashback of Dietra just, like, going through the fridge being like, goodbye, 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 throw you out, old food, goodbye.
You get a garbage, and you get a garbage.
She's having, like, so much fun throwing out food.
She goes, and then it comes back to her, and she goes, yes. She goes, that was $30 worth of food in there. And she goes, yes, but the note on the refrigerator, she goes, oh, I know what it said. I wrote the note. And then they show her.
This is, like, so funny that this argument. This is, like, the big twist is this note. Because I was like, wait a second. Yeah.
She wrote the note, and it said, by 4 p.m. Thursday, you clean out your old food from this fridge or I'm killing you, baby. Or whatever. It's like this creepy note.
So the house policy is any old food or science experiments gets thrown out by Friday at 4. And then Dietra does that. And now Kristen's mad.
Dietra didn't know that Kristen wrote the note. So she probably thinks it's from production. Like, throw your fucking food away. So she's trying to be nice. I took it as she's trying to, like, get on everyone's good side again. So she cleans the fridge to be nice.
I think she knew that Kristen wrote the note. But she just was like, oh, it's the rules. I'm going to do the rules. So now Kristen's like, well, I want my money back. That's $30. I need my $30. And Dietra's like, Dietra just laughs at her. She's like, girl, I'm trying to make a comeback. I ain't got $30.
Meanwhile, they cut to Jermaine, and he's just watching all of this, like, ooh, he's eating, and his eyes are, like, really big, like, popped open, and he's eating.
Dietra's like, you should be paying me $30 to have this conversation.
Oh, so good. So then she's like, well, now that that's settled, I want to go over lines, Jermaine. And he's like, oh, I got a meeting.
They're like, What meeting do you possibly have, Jermaine?
So then Deatra, still trying to win people back later, is on the phone. She's like, hi, Diamond. Which I guess is her daughter.
Yeah.
And she's like, we're having a Deatra spread tonight. I got all dressed up. I'm giving them Jezebel. Wait, Cleopatra. One of those ladies from the movies. It's my last effort. Pray for me. So she's going to feed them.
And while she's doing this, she's making a cheese plate. She's on the phone. She's making a plate. She's putting down some cheese and then some carrots and stuff and then grapes. And then she just keeps on, and meats, and she sort of keeps on piling onto this plate. And by the end, it just looks like a very strange bush of meat and grapes. It's like this crazy pile of shit on a platter.
I know. I thought the way she was talking, I thought she was going to make this big feast for everybody, and it's a cheese plate.
Yeah, and she called it
basically
Spartacus
a lot
for
of grapes.
Some reason.
Because grapes.
Oh, yeah. She's like, it's like Greek. It's like, you know, I guess she's imagining people lying on their side in togas eating grapes and stuff like that.
She's like, doesn't that look like the BC days?
I'm like, not really. It looks like you went to Trader Joe's and dumped everything on a platter, but that's fine.
So Leah tries to get the girls to come downstairs. She's like, guys, she made a spread and she's invited you to have a glass of wine. And Tony's like, I'm not breaking bread with people I don't trust.
And Kristen's like, oh, I hate that bitch. Anyway, here I come.
Better be worth $30 worth of fruit and cheese. I'll tell you that much.
Her blue and white ruffles are like fully erect, you know. Did somebody say cheese plate? So they're all downstairs. So they're all downstairs eating this crazy snack, cheese plate thing. And Deatra and Leah are just getting drunk. They're just drinking glass after glass of wine. And Kristen and Jermaine are just staring at them like, these two crazy old ladies, what have we gotten ourselves into?
Yes. And Kristen actually says that. She's like, these old ladies are wasted. So Deatra tells Jermaine, who's not speaking because it's Jermaine, he's just like laying there on the couch staring at them acting crazy. And she goes, so you are so professional, Jermaine, because the other day when you kissed me, oh, I felt something there.
And she's like, I mean, let's be honest, guys. If we didn't have all this crap, we would really like each other. You know, we could tell. Cool people like cool people. We could tell. We would like each other, right? And then Kristen and Jermaine are like,
I'm trying to find this line with Jermaine. Where he's like, strictly dickly. Do I need to do a word search through here? I can't find it.
I didn't even bother writing that down because I was like, this is too many words and syllables in like 3 seconds. He's like, I'm strictly dickly because that ickly dickly, I'm sickly dickly, and I'm ickly dickly.
Yeah, like, he's like, you might have got G, but you won't get me. Strictly dickly because blicky ick me make me so sicky icky. Ain't gonna happen, D. And then at one part, he's like, this lady is setting us up like 300 tonight, honey. Don't drink the wine. Don't drink the wine.
And then in the middle of all this, the raccoon comes back. The raccoon actually comes back and climbs up the window and then is just up there staring at them like a cameraman.
It's like a hang in there cat. It's like hanging onto the fire escape ladder just looking at them.
And Jermaine starts talking about the raccoon to us. And he's like, that raccoon. He's like, bitch, I'm getting my 5 minutes. Oh my god, that raccoon was so funny. You know, raccoons are so cute. I wish they weren't like carriers of disease because I just always want to squish their faces.
Yes, they're terrifying, those things. I see them in the street sometimes because when you walk in LA late at night, you'll see them like coming in and out of the sewers.
Yeah, they live like a dirty, dirty life, but they're so intelligent and they're so crafty and they are so adorable. I know that there are some people who do keep them as pets, but it's like not a good idea.
Yeah, and you know that raccoon ate $30 worth of food this week.
Yeah, the raccoon. The raccoon has like an Obon pad napkin still coming out of its mouth.
So Kristen is just looking at all these ladies, and Deatra pulls down her wig over her face again like the Ring Girl. And Jermaine just stares into the camera like, really?
It was like a moment from The Office. I caught that too. He's like, I know I'm not supposed to look into The Office, but I have to do a gym right now because this is crazy. He's like, Deatra put my stapler in a ring mold.
So Deatra goes, so, okay, let's be serious now and work on our scenes, Jermaine. And he's like, nope. And he gets up and walks out of the room. And she goes, I don't want to tell on you because, you know, I don't want JD to say anything to you because I'll get upset. And he goes, he just rolls his eyes and he walks out. And she goes, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to take a shit. Jeez. That's like the only thing you've said in this whole scene.
I know. Well, and did we mention the fact that Deatra and Leah started doing their lines while they were screaming their lines at each other? And I was like, what is happening? Even the raccoon was like, I think I may go somewhere else.
He's like, I'll be waiting upstairs. He just goes and waits by
air
room.
Does anyone know if the Shaws, the Sunset, are coming back to New York? Because I'll head over to their Airbnb. They were good to me there.
Those people are not going to share food.
Yeah, that's true. That is a losing battle, Mr. Raccoon. Mm-hmm.
So now we go back to rehearsal.
The next day at the house.
Oh, yes, but we're rehearsing at the house, right?
Yes, because JD is like, we do not have time, so we're going to rehearse at the house and at the theater. I'm like, okay, well, it's like the same thing, fine.
He's like, I still have no idea what Tremaine is doing. And he's like, I want to see him win because he's had so many problems with his father and male figures in his life. I don't want to be that male figure. And then they just cut to Tremaine still not knowing his lines.
Yeah, and Tremaine is still complaining, like, well, the problem is JD just hasn't explained my character to me. I'm like, your character's a cheater. That's it. You come up with the rest. You're an actor, yeah. You know? The director can give you some can move you, but like can you like try to do something yourself? All my actor friends are always all about finding their own angles into something. So you do it.
Yeah, I mean, get a vest. Okay? Make an effort. Because he starts using that excuse again. Like, I need one-on-one time. Who is Marvin? So he's like, so how many times have you gone over this? And JD's like, not at all. But they show Deatra in a clip trying to rehearse over and over with him. You know?
Yeah, we've seen it all episode. And we saw it last episode, too. He's the only one who's not off book. And as an understudy, that's really bad. You're supposed to be, like, really on top of that shit. So he's just basically being lazy and blaming it on JD. Like, oh, I'm not inspired. And then after rehearsal, Tondi, Kristen, and Leah are hanging out in their room talking about this whole thing. And Kristen's like, you guys, I'm concerned about Jermaine. He seems to be in a weird mood today. Weirder than normal. Like, he took a shit, but it was a long shit. Too long. And I'm worried about him.
I don't know if it's just in my head because I'm missing $30 worth of food.
This could just be a hungry lady talking right now. I can't find my ruffle dress anymore either.
So they're like, let's talk to him. So they give him a call and he's downstairs in his room making his bed. Okay, every time they show him, he's making his bed. Did you notice that? Every time they show him in the camera, he's just like messing around with his bed.
Yeah, he's just like, I was watching it and I was like, fuck, if Jermaine is making his bed, I should make my bed too. And I still haven't done it. I was like, fuck, I hate that he's actually more motivated on changing his linens than I am.
So they bring him in. They're like, hi, have a seat, honey. We just want to talk. And he's like, what? He goes, look, I appreciate them wanting to do this intervention. Like, I'm some crackhead. But listen, next, Bloop.
Yeah.
Like a Nene Bloop. I'm like, no, you're not really in the Bloop position when you still don't know your lines.
You are not in Bloop position. Until you have a raccoon that becomes your number one fan, you cannot Bloop. Okay. So he's like, I'm losing my passion. And when I lose my passion, it's hard for me to do I'm realizing that this is just, it's just a job. I'm like, yeah, exactly. So he's like, you know, JD hasn't even spent any time. He spends all his time Genuine, and it's just, you know, I need motivation. I'm like, well, first of all, he spends time with Genuine because Genuine can't act, okay? He can't even act when he's on his date, okay? So that's why the director is with him, because he's got to polish that turd over there, all right? Second of all, Genuine is also the one who will probably be getting seats, people in the seats, right? It's Genuine. So he's working with Genuine because he doesn't want Genuine to quit, right? So
yeah, but also like he can't work with you if you don't even know your lines. Like when he says, well, it's just a job to me now. Really? Because it's not a job to you because you're not even doing your job. Do your job.
Exactly. Learn your lines. How hard is it to learn all these lines? If you're an actor.
And you're hilarious in your talking heads. Please don't be fired just because you're lame in real life. Like you're better. Like you're so good. Don't get fired.
Well, he says, well, you know me. I just turn on when I get on stage. I'm like, well.
No.
I don't know. He's like, now I'm not really enjoying my job. Mm.
And then he gets up and like hop skips. He's like, I'm just not having fun. And they're like, uh-oh, unprofessional. And then Tia goes, this boy is the anchor that is sinking this ship. It's like,
Meanwhile, there's like a little rowboat with the raccoon and Diatra, like, bye. It's like Kathy Bates, Diatra, and the raccoon.
Well, Leah's boat never stops because she doesn't know what the anchor does.
Oh my goodness. So that was Your Husband Is Cheating on Us, which it really is like very, very funny. It's hard to convey it, and again it actually sort of was hard to recap because they're the ones being funny, so we're just saying, oh, they were funny when they did this, they were funny when they did this. But
yeah, it's like, kind of like recapping a sitcom episode.
Yeah, but it was genuinely funny, and I actually this is now the second episode I've watched, and I'm like really excited to tune in next week to see what happens. It's really, really cool.
Yes. Well, that was a fun one. We will be back tomorrow. The episode tomorrow is Below Deck.
Yeah.
And then Thursday, Real Housewives of New York. That'll be late, obviously, because we're doing it Thursday night live. And then Phoenix on Sunday will be Southern Saturday will be Southern Charm.
San Francisco on Saturday.
What did I say? Phoenix again?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm losing my mind.
He sounds like somebody needs $30 worth of food.
Got it. And if you want links to any of those or our upcoming dates, ticket links, etc., go to watchwhatcrappens.com.
Yeah.
We will see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye.